Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the final part of our five-part series this weekend featuring the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. Pleased to be joined by the Board Chair and District 4 Supervisor John Gray. Supervisor Gray, with the South County in your district and Yosemite National Park being a big economic engine for the region, are there things regarding Yosemite that you're keeping a close eye on right now?
Yeah, one in particular. In 2016, the final Merced River plan was accepted. It was tied up in lawsuits for a number of years. And what's important about that plan is it's designates how the park will balance the natural areas and public recreation. And I think that the biggest issue that the park is facing within that plan is traffic. At 6,000 cars, the park becomes gridlock, and they have to figure out a way to still allow cars within the park, because that's part of the plan, and make it a good visiting experience. I participated in some discussions here just recently on ideas on what they could do to make the park less congested. They hired an outside consultant. It's something that we need to watch. Busing could be of help, but there's a lot of other ideas out there, so we need to watch that.
What's going on right now with the community resiliency centers? I know there's been talk about having one either in Groveland or Tuolumne.
Okay, so the Board of Supervisors did decide that we would be looking at two community centers at approximately $8 to $9 million each, one in Tuolumne, one in Groveland. We have picked two sites, one in near Piedmont Lake in Groveland and one at near the park and swimming pool in Tuolumne. Right now, the EIR is being done on the Groveland site. It should be finished in December. It'll be a big boost for the community if we can get that center in there. It's a good location, close to the population, close to town. So hopefully when it comes to the board, we'll be able to make our decision to move forward or not.
We're in our last segment here, so I'm trying to get as many topics in as possible. I'd love to ask you too quickly about marijuana. Are you getting many complaints or concerns from residents of your district?
I have not, but I've had a few. I do know that the county staff and the task force that we created is diligently going after some grows in the South County. Search warrants have been issued, and I don't know the exact status of those, but they're going after the bad people, the ones that are not following the county ordinance, which says you can only have 6 plants.
Another topic to throw at you, tree mortality. How are things looking in your district right now?
Yeah, we took a really big hit on trees, and I have to say that as far as the work that the staff has done, it's been phenomenal. We've had 8 projects in the Groveland area, taken out about 1,500 trees at a cost of about $800,000. We have projects right now that are going on to take out a lot more. We received a $400,000 SRA grant, and work will be done in Pine Mountain Lake, Old Highway 120, Merrill Road, Morgan Drive, White Gulch. So they are really doing a lot of work up in that area.
What do you think about the transition in the county? You're going to soon have at least one new Board of Supervisor, with Supervisor Royce not running for re-election, and also CAO Craig Pedro, who recently announced he's going to be retiring.
Hey, first I want to touch on Mr. Pedro. I have to say, in all my years of work, I have never met a better individual. He does a tremendous job for the county. He is there when you need him, and I'll really miss him.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the new supervisors, I've experienced that before, and there's always a learning curve. When you become a supervisor, there's a lot of things that you think that you are empowered to do. But I have to tell people out there, we're limited. We can't solve every problem. And I think from the new supervisor's standpoint, that's the first thing that they need to learn. I'm still learning it. I want to fix everything. But fortunately, we can't. Doesn't mean we don't want to try, but it'll be interesting. Looking forward to it.
Got about a minute left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Any other issues that have your attention these days?
In the Groveland area, one of the things that we look at is better medical facilities. We have two doctors up there right now. They're very busy, but we don't have enough population to open up the clinic longer hours. And it gets back to the development, the projects. A few more people will go a long way in providing more services for the people that are there. So looking forward to seeing if we can work with the developers and get some more people that will stay in the area full time, and that way we'll be able to provide better services for everybody else.
Supervisor Gray, we've hit on a lot of topics today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, BJ. It's been a pleasure.
Again, we thank our guest, Supervisor John Gray, who represents District 4. He's also the current board chair for the Board of Supervisors. This is the final part of our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. If you missed the earlier shows with Supervisors Hanvelt, Rotifer, Royce, and Brennan, you can find those in the multimedia section of mymotherload.com. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll be back with more Motherload Views coming up next week.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.